From now on, I will be quiet.
I think Jitendra is going to talk a lot.
I'm here to take care of you while speaking.
I never know what to do with this.
It's already the other way around. Probably.
Okay.
I think the most of the bad words are at the beginning.
And people try to put it
themselves in there.
So you start, okay. I think, right?
So we are looking at Interspeech, no?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the papers from Interspeech.
So how many sessions you attended?
It's not a good question, I think.
I mean, did
all
you
of them,
any
of course.
Initiation?
All of them, of course.
Well, you can't pretend that people are session in the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
This is your
okay, bad answer, right?
So, any general impression or feedback? So, for any of you, it's your first conference? Or
no, not at all.
I mean, in the sense that it's a Interspeech is really big conference for speech.
Yeah, so
did you attend before?
Well, Geneva, that's why I'm here at the
Okay.
I didn't get Geneva in your speech.
Yeah, so then I think you have attended before.
Yeah, we met in ICSLP, right? The first time. So.
Yeah.
So how did you like the conference anyway? When you compare to the others, the previous one?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting, but only annoying thing is this multiple sessions, and sometimes
like
you can't able to go to oral talk. These oral presentations most of the time.
Yeah.
Because like posters is you can spend a lot of time posters looking at many posters than sitting 20 minutes for one oral presentation.
Mm-hmm.
So in 20 minutes you can see at least 2-3 posters, and you can directly talk to people.
Yeah.
Even I found like very few people in some oral presentation.
Right.
I think most of the people are carrying posters. And
okay, so you attended mostly posters, I guess. So
yeah.
How many presentations?
Yeah. Presentations are hardly a handful of like five or.
I like the invited speaker about the implant in the ear.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite good.
He was from Austria, right? The guy?
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's very famous, I think, for that, right? Yeah. He's the inventor of that implant and.
Okay.
For the year, I think.
Yeah. Even some panel discussions on like human speech recognition, reducing gap between ASR and HSR. It was a bit interesting, a lot of arguments and differently. It's mainly the differences, different approaches of engineers versus linguists or phoneticians.
I realized that there were panel discussions only at the place where I could see them. And that, you know, there were some boards saying that there is some panel discussion.
Okay.
But I couldn't get, no one knew where is it, what it is, when it happens, and why, and so forth.
Yeah, even said the panel discussions, I think one is really held in small rooms, so people are really crowded.
Well, this is not, this speech is not restricted only to papers and these things, you know. So how did you like this one?
Quite good,
yeah. It's
a bit hot still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The beach nearby is quite nice. If you try, I don't know. Did you go around?
Yeah, we went to the Costa Caparica there.
Okay.
With the bus, we were supposed to take the direct one, but we didn't.
So you went to a beach?
Yeah.
Like Atlantic Sea coast? Or
I stayed 2 days before. So I went. You just take the train. Maybe that's the same, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Train
north. It's not so far from
Lisbon.
North?
Yeah. West or north, I don't know.
Okay, so you stayed at the same coast, not you didn't go to the island, cross the river, where is the bridge,
not very
and
far.
Then.
No.
Okay, so
we went to like far south to Lagos. And
with Hamed, Hamad, these people.
That was really good. Those beaches are really good.
Yeah. And more sauce to
even
the water. The water.
But there it was really hot. The salt, it's more than 34.
But I think Lisbon, those days were pretty
Lisbon
good.
Lisbon was good.
Seemed to me quite, not cold, but still okay, like reasonable.
Yeah, even local transport.
Oh yeah.
It's fun, like, but yeah, most of the time the buses are really crowded.
Yeah, I was happy to be back in Swiss after a few days. It's better to be here, I think.
Yeah, because it's really big city.
Yeah, it's a big city, many people.
I was very surprised that even the trams did have AC there.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Those new ones, right? Not the old one. But
right, but can you imagine something like in Czechia?
Yeah. Oh, it's not like necessary AC to have it. Maybe.
Well,
sometime, yes.
It was
not so
much
days.
If you would have to spend hour and a half that Hemant and the others spent while going with the with the bus to the
conference
center from the hotel that we were. There was a direct bus and it took them hour and a half.
Yeah, but that's not good. Direct bus is not good. Like, so you can go to the central place and then
better to take the tram and the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the right choice, but. To take something which was direct,
the
it was
way.
Not definitely that direct as anything else.
Well, what is the place? Kaisho, the central, I mean, where we changed the bus. To
I don't remember the name.
Kaisho.
Is it there?
No,
it's supposed to be there.
Kaisho Shoulder. Kaisho Shoulder.
Sounds
maybe you can check the book.
Oh, you got
it. It's there. Like I used to find bus numbers from book.
Originally, I brought it because I marked some papers, but
go on.
Yeah. Only one which surprised me a bit. It was speaker recognition, I think, but it doesn't really matter. They were trying to model covariance of different components.
Of what?
For GMM. Instead of using a diagonal. But then if you use a full, it's too much.
Yeah.
So they use some approach where they tie them automatically. And after that.
Pruning of covariance matrix.
Yeah.
It's like
more tying. It is still full, but different components are tied. Different components of the matrix are tied.
But what does it mean tied then?
Equal.
Like
yeah, but then you have to store the whole matrix and plus some extra information what is tied to what. Or
no, you have to store a minimum number, a reduced number of parameters, and they are tied in a linear way. Actually, sorry, not equal. But
it's like all the semi-tied covariance
matrices.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. So they reduce. It's in between the direct covariance versus full covariance. So you try to reduce some parameters by tying.
Interesting thing is that they applied it on speaker recognition, and on the features before they had three different ways to decorrelate the features, and they showed it without this, with diagonal GMM, or with this, and with this, with semi-tied covariance matrices, it was much less sensitive to which decorrelation procedure you choose.
Okay.
So
they obtain better results with that, finally?
Also better, but of course it depends on the number of parameters you put.
Right.
But
if you compare now, if you compare it with some baseline, let's say you use just GMM with diagonal.
No, I think they got good results with just using diagonal, so definitely.
I think it was even slightly better.
Yeah.
And no decorrelation for like.
It.
Maybe decorrelation again, they do DCT or KLT.
Well, LDA is there.
LDA. The main point is to like make it faster, the decoding or what?
Make it possible to use full covariance matrix.
Yeah. But there must be the sense, right? Because once you decorrelate the data, then you don't need to.
No, but still, there is still. Yeah, that's why people come.
So that means that the decorrelation is not optimal, right? So
yeah, definitely it's not optimal. So it's also like doing along the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
again.
So it's completely impossible to do it with full covariance matrix? Why?
It's really computationally really
yeah, yeah. Computationally.
So see, suppose 1390 for every.
Of course.
Yeah, so
from the point of view of computation, but otherwise it's there's no problem.
No, there is not.
Yeah. No problem, but okay. If you see so many models and
yeah.
Okay, so here you have to choose either many
yeah.
Right. Many things to store and huge computation.
Yeah. Like you can see you can't really like even you can't the models itself is like 38 times more than that.
Right.
So yeah. If you have like 5 megabytes yeah. or 10 megabytes of
models. Well, it depends.
Yeah.
But even I think it's really
it's in one
bit, like impossible for the really big systems.
Yeah, definitely.
Improving
it's almost impossible for like LBCSR, it's impossible to use
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
You've so got you dimension 39 times 39?
Yeah, for every year. So you have to store all this.
Yeah.
So there are
it's
no
impossible
results
to
there?
Use it. And you cannot even train it,
no,
right?
But
more
in the proceedings you can find them.
Mm.
They're better, yeah. They find PCA, LDM, and LT. It's not really anything new, but they just applied that to speaker ID.
Yeah. Different task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found one paper interesting. I think you know Vivek, most of you. This is Vivek's paper on like variable scale feature extraction. Normally we used to fix it. Window for feature extraction like 25 milliseconds or 30 seconds. Here he is proposing variable scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fixed scale is non-optimal for. It's non-optimal because like for vowels, you can have
much longer,
and for plosives and these things,
mm-hmm.
really shorter, like even around less than 20 milliseconds also.
Okay.
So he is proposing like this variable scale window. Kind of online for each segment.
Well, it has to be online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean you can do like you can measure and you can do, but he's basically doing some likelihood ratio testing. So the main idea is like, suppose you have a one segment, so he's trying to find the stationarity, quasi stationarity of that segment.
Right,
like extend it as much as possible.
As much
to
as
keep
possible, like yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely you have to assume some the minimum and maximum sizes
of
your own. So he is using
what is the minimum?
Minimum is I think around 12.5 milliseconds. I think maximum is 60 milliseconds.
So it's not so.
Isn't it smaller?
So the minimum.
2.5 milliseconds.
Oh. No, I think minimum is 20 milliseconds.
20 milliseconds.
Yeah. 12.5 milliseconds.
So maybe
is
because
kind
of the 50 or these things.
Oh, yeah.
20 milliseconds minimum is.
It's
I don't
no,
know. I
because
not,
of
not as small as it should have been, but
no, you can
maybe
use
because of other processing after.
No, mainly because of MFCC computation because
yeah
it becomes really noisy. Like if you use
noisy, yes.
Yeah, 10 milliseconds means you have only 80 samples for and then.
Right.
You have if you use 24 filters, the filters won't get any samples.
Okay.
So.
But it's not an intrinsic limitation, it's just because of...
Yeah, because of computation. So even, I think even he can find less than 20 millisecond windows also, especially for...
And the shifting is still the same or not?
Shifting,
overlap.
Yeah, he's using 12.5
yeah,
milliseconds. Yeah, shifting is almost the same.
So
but the problem, like...
How do you mean?
Like, no, how many frames per second you do have? Is it again like 100 frames or it's less or even if you keep variable length of the frames, right?
Yeah.
You can still keep the same.
Yeah, he's keeping
frame
same
rate.
Number of frames. He's using 12.5. Yeah,
because I understand this would have sense for I don't know speech coding where you want to preserve or you want to encode it into less frames, right?
Yeah.
But why to do it for speech recognition? It means that
number of frames.
Yeah,
would
no, why to keep variability in the length of the frames? Why not to keep the same length? What
actually, the problem is again, you see the shift is the Nyquist frequency if you compute modulation spectrum.
Yeah.
So again, if you change this shift, the modulation spectrum Nyquist frequency changes for each window. So
right.
If you want to do again another high level feature extraction again, it will be a problem. So but he's like he's he discuss I mean describing this because even this itself is a problem, keeping the fixed frame size, because you're analyzing your this segment many times.
Right.
So this shift will, suppose if you find one segment of 60 milliseconds and then you're doing this 10 milliseconds, so every almost I think five frames you're analyzing the already segment. So, so again this may blur some frequency transitions or but the problem is again this bottleneck is here, like you can't change your Nyquist frequency modulation.
Yes.
I have two questions. First is essentially how he's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Well, once he gets the frame, like from here to here, then where he advances to start with computation of the next frame?
So the main idea is like first he take the some window, some samples, then he assume somewhere some variable end point there is a change.
Okay.
So
then
it's not symmetric.
It's not symmetric. You can basically you have to like again do for all the samples in that 0 to n. So then what he does is like he proposed like some likelihood ratio test based on maximum likelihood. So that is really simple. Like so what he does is like so he compute the residual. He first he does the LP analysis and then he computes the residual and he takes the residual energy of full signal like these 0 to n samples.
Okay, so do
the
what do you mean full?
So
some sub window or the whole
the whole window.
10 seconds of speech or what?
No, the like
it
he
has
assumes
to be also some
yeah 60 milliseconds or something he start with. So
okay.
So then
something longer window than the one we are speaking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he can split that window at point n, say point n. So then you will have 0 to. No, you can segment.
Okay, so you have a window, and then you split it to two parts, and you shift the point where you split it, or?
Yes, see, suppose this is your window. So then you can move your, like this. You can move your point.
Okay.
So that then this will be like one, and this will be second.
Okay.
But again, he assumes some initial sizes for these windows.
Okay, so basically
he
we have
he
two
don't start
fixed
with
points.
He don't start with zero sample or something. He's
right.
starting
yeah.
with
okay.
So the left window is starts at 20 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already here, like suppose this is full signal, you're already here. So right window is should end at 12.5. So you have to search basically in this range. So
okay, so once you have say 1 hour of speech. You start at the beginning, and first you try with 20 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Then you shift to 25 and so forth.
Yeah. And then if
until
the maximum is 60 millisecond frame for him.
Okay.
So
and
if
and
you don't
find
the
point
anything,
where what? Where do you stop actually?
60 milliseconds. If
I know, but you start at 20 and go to 60. But where? Which point do you choose?
No, the point is depending on the likelihood ratio. So he got.
Okay.
So
which
he suppose this.
Ratio?
So this is suppose say segment one. And this is segment two. So he compute this error here. So and then he gives some kind of in terms of this residual error. So this residual error is for full 0 to n samples. Then divided by suppose this point is say n. So 0 to n and then like so this is the basically the main equations over here.
So he's maximizing something?
Yeah, he's finding the likelihood for full frame and then it's basically a likelihood ratio test. So he's comparing the likelihood of the full segment divided by the likelihood of the sub-segment.
The likelihood that something and something, what is the likelihood?
Likelihood of the, like this likelihood is this error estimate of the residual.
Okay.
So residual power he can compute. So.
Yeah,
after doing LP, he can get a residual and then he can compute the power of the residual. So that, he is proving that power is
so
again maximum likelihood estimate of your LP parameters.
Yeah.
So that way it's interesting, you don't really need to do lot of computation. You just need to take the error of residual of this full window and then residual of energy of these sub windows, and then you can just divide them. And then the only thing is, like, again, he has to use some threshold.
Yeah, but still,
that's only the
if
he got he's finding something more around 3 or 3.5 is the optimum threshold. Mm-hmm. But the another advantage is, like, it's not really changing speech recognition, whatever. It's not really changing because of the thresholds.
Okay.
You don't really need to, like, fiddle with threshold a lot. So
yeah, but why the main value which you are comparing to, the overall value or overall likelihood or whatever you call it, why he's using the whole signal for this? Because so if the whole signal was steady somehow and it would be able to be modeled by LP model well, then the residue will be very low. So he's supposing that the whole signal won't be able to be captured by LP model and that the residue would be high enough, or why
this
is comparing the
I understand. This is the actually basically some theoretical proof, like, maybe if you're interested you can see when he's quoting from,
you know, I didn't see the point of dividing
no,
over
this
the
is from
the
again
whole stuff.
Yeah, statistical signal processing. What they say here is, like, suppose if you analyze two distinct pith order, this LP analysis, in the same stationary analysis window, the coding error will always be greater than the ones resulting from this analysis in two windows, two stationary windows.
Mm. Well,
he is basically based on this theorem. So, so what he's saying is, like, if you do this error, it will be always greater than the these errors of two stationary windows.
Okay, that's reasonable. Because actually, if the whole signal would be able to be modeled by LPC, then anyway he has to design some framing.
Yeah.
So even if it's very stationary, by dividing over this whole stuff, he is able to find some reasonable boundaries.
Yeah, probably.
Makes sense.
Yeah, this may be.
Okay.
I think he's getting some improvement, but.
How did you cope with what you mentioned sometime before, that if it's a very long stationary period, for each 12.5 frame, you will actually get the same signal? No? So, how.
See, he's just. He's normalizing the energy coefficient, because energy is really affected a lot.
Okay.
So he's.
Well, it's to be power, not energy, definitely, no?
Energy, like, the C0 component, like, he's using MFCC, so
yeah, but
he's normalizing the C0 component
by the length.
Yeah.
Then power instead of energy.
Power is
energy over length is power.
Yeah, it's time, like, yeah. It's okay, like, samples, or you can say root mean square energy or something.
Yeah. Okay. So, but this. So two things I still don't understand. This is supposed to be only for MFCCs and these easy features. One question I wanted to ask before, does he preserve within the feature vector the framing he's using finally? Because does he somehow put the information about what's the size about the frame to the feature vector itself, or he's throwing away this framing?
What do you mean, like the window length?
Something like this, because the recognizer could be good for the recognizer to know what was the chosen framing by this.
But I think it doesn't use, I guess, because at the end, like, you take these features and you try and model. So it really matters what frame shift you're using for models. Like, because
it might be bad for the backend. It might screw up the.
He will get, like, every 10 milliseconds, he get one feature. Like, it doesn't really depend on, because suppose if you take your case, like, your window may be longer, so it doesn't really matter, like, what size window you use or not. But at every 10 milliseconds, whether you give some features or not really matters, no? Like, you can use 30 milliseconds or 50 millisecond window.
Oh, probably I didn't get it. So The framing is actually equidistant.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
the windows are
yeah,
wider.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well,
yeah,
sorry.
Like it's really
because it would
yeah.
be crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you change framing, it's really.
Yeah, it might be difficult.
I think
oh,
even
I see. So
it's really
it's
problem, no? Like
easy,
if
I
you
guess.
Try even models also, I guess if you change, it's not only with this modulation
mm-hmm.
spectra and
probably.
Shifts in deltas.
Who knows? Maybe it's possible to use it somehow. But then there is the information about. Temporal information is somehow included
yeah,
in
but
such.
But it's really complicated. I think
yeah.
if you use
yeah.
yeah, that becomes.
I cannot
really
imagine the transformation to get the modulation spectrum out of such a stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
yeah.
this is kind of.
There is also some, like not paper, but I saw the algorithm. I have been using in that called temporal decomposition. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
like
Ethel's temporal
decomposition. I don't know who. Propose it. I just had it from Bimbot, Frederic Bimbot. Do you know that guy? He's French, somewhere now in Telecom,
yeah.
French Telecom. I don't know where he's working. But we were using it for speech coding.
Yeah.
So we just had a speech and you had decomposed the speech into such segments, temporal segments, which were stationary inside.
Yeah.
And then you can more or less quantize those segments somehow and
yeah.
use it for.
Yeah.
Encoding, let's say.
Yeah,
or
first this is proposed by
and it
Ethel.
Worked
like,
yeah,
even
yeah.
we read one paper in our reading group, you remember? That
mm-hmm.
I have implemented it. It's quite.
They were using like SVD stuff, single
yeah.
value decomposition for that, and
yeah.
it worked pretty well. Like, I was surprised.
Bonsai also worked.
For yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He
ah,
was
I,
using
yeah.
that. Yeah.
So, why don't you still use it?
Oh, wow.
It works so well.
It has been used for speech coding. No, nobody used it for recognition stuff, I think. I never heard that.
Yeah,
but
you do the speech coding, so do you still use it?
No, I don't, of course.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe.
Yeah, he was quoting that paper also. He was telling this is kind of optimization criteria, what this temporal decomposition is doing. Like, you're trying to segment your signal
right.
into like discrete windows and then
right
so but he was telling like this relationship between optimization and then Cauchy stationarity is not really obvious
mm-hmm.
so stationarity is again different no? stationarity is
yeah that's true
this is optimization we want to like see some signal few segments which can really represent
mm-hmm.
all
mm-hmm.
so maybe that's why like this may not be really
mm-hmm. that's true
that's interesting
yeah, yeah this one yeah, he's getting some improvement.
That's important.
Well, there should be, after each conference, there should be something like 10 people should sit down, read the papers,
all
and
the
then
papers.
Rank them. You know, all the similar papers within one session, say, focus to this topic,
okay.
and say, this is the best, this works slightly worse than this one, and throw away what is not that good, and. And
I think people wouldn't like it.
Three papers
many people wouldn't like
best
it.
Should be implemented and used from from
again.
That time onwards. Like forget all the MFCCs because it's too old, and then start building
right.
the story on the new stuff. And not
but again, getting that 10 papers is really a difficult task. It takes maybe years. Again,
yeah, yeah,
it's differently,
sure.
like who will choose the 10 papers?
I know.
Exactly.
This is just
if
a theory.
Ask, yeah, but yeah, those things are practically kind of really.
Because
but I think these kind of things, what you said is really good. Like if people start implementing, like some people
yeah.
propose something in feature level, some propose in something in model level,
yes.
but
and
these
no
two
one
are really independent. No one really will combine these two. Or
right. And everybody is using different training and testing
right.
data, and then you don't
especially
know.
Especially features, like suppose
yeah.
if somebody yeah. come with different good features, again, people.
They show it
MFCCs.
Works for Timid, but then you try to use some different databases.
So
you see,
like
it doesn't work.
No, it's not really sure. Also, like suppose people, you can't really force people to use same.
Yeah,
features,
sure.
So,
yeah, yeah.
so they will be happy with their own features and their own. Scripts, so they are a bit reluctant to change features every time.
So
and
it's a little bit what NIST is trying to do now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So NIST evaluations.
Yeah. Because to
but
me it seems that everyone is still comparing to PLPs or MFCCs, and there are so many new systems, everything is new, but
yeah,
the
but
baseline is still
no, it's
20 years old.
Those new systems are still not general, like, you know, like those PLP and MCC, because everybody knows that it works somehow,
yeah,
right? For any kind of data.
Yeah.
That's why they are comparing to that. So once somebody will come with something new, okay, yeah, he is showing it works for some data, but...
Yeah, especially yeah, LVCSR still, and really big systems.
Yeah, yeah.
Then people
first, it's difficult to show that it works for all the data, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah, it's really... It's again,
so it
don't
should be
and
every paper then should contain all the results from NIST evaluation or some standard task.
No, then there will
otherwise
be only one conference in 3 years or something for speech.
Yeah, but then we all optimize it on the same task.
That's
so
the other.
You cannot get
yeah,
anything new out of that after some time.
But
okay, so it could be you would have to publish the results on this standard task, and then you could say, well, I also tried on this and this.
Yeah, but then you run out of time.
That's
yeah,
when you can publish only once in 3 years.
No, but then only it makes some progress.
Yeah, ideally you're correct.
But if people are doing, suppose in the InterSpeech there was some challenge for speech synthesis. So what's this, like, it challenge was really good. Like, so they give the database, so you have to work on that database. What technique use is
yeah,
it's your choice. Like, but the database and then the results analysis is they decide. So even speech recognition also, some tests are coming, like for phone segmentation or something. People give some database and then you have to you can use whatever you want and you have to produce.
Yeah, but
even for features, for
example,
like,
can you use from some data
also,
from the outer world?
Yeah, they design the data such a way that it's really like really real data.
Yeah, but they give you also training data?
No,
or
no,
only
first
just
the speech synthesis, it's like they give you some data.
Oh, okay.
So
synthesis
whether
training,
like
okay,
use for training or you can do like data driven or like model based approach or whatever, like at the end then they will ask you to synthesize some sentences and you have to synthesize them and then
okay,
you have
so
to send them.
So they give you only the training or development data?
Yeah,
only
training
yeah,
data, only no development training. Yeah,
okay,
training.
How do they evaluate?
It's again subject to because for
so
speech synthesis.
They ask
yeah,
people to sit and listen.
Listen
from,
yeah,
yeah, probably. Mm.
Yeah, even it's mostly they use native speakers only because they can really reach well.
Mm.
Okay. But they don't have any measure, like you have an original speech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You transcribe
yeah,
it.
So yeah. So even they propose some kind of word error rate. We have the original speech. So the synthesis speech, is there any words which are not matching?
Mm-hmm.
So even speech synthesis, they also introduced this word VWR terms.
Okay.
But this was really quite successful, like in this conference into speech.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people participated.
Right.
I think even they're continuing this for next year. And
it's just TTS, right? Text to speech.
Text to speech.
Right.
But I heard like even for ICAS next year, there's some competition by Martin Krug, Sheffield on this feature extraction stuff. So at least if you make tasks simple focus, then it may be good to compare these features. And but if you use some large vocabulary system, it takes 6 months to build in, and at the end you don't know whether your features are really
right.
So maybe that's why like people are always using PLPs or MFCCs. It's such a like a lot of time involved, so you can't really check.
So maybe, I don't know if somebody like NIST will have one recognizer and you just plug a different feature. But
yeah. But at least in India, we have this numbers recognition is almost kind of free, so everybody is using.
Right.
So that's what we are doing, almost like we are putting different features. And I think, numbers recognition is not really different from, like, at least in EDAP we have almost the same. But maybe you are using 29, that's maybe it's different. But
we are a couple of people at EDAP, but there are already two different setups.
But at least.
Are they?
27.
OGI?
We are all using 27. So
OGI numbers?
Yeah.
Stories and numbers.
Different setups? Like some people use this setup and some to them?
Yeah.
I think we use distinct train and test set even. The different sets of phonemes.
No, but the problem is you're using only digits, so maybe that's why you...
Well, I don't use only digits. My MLPs are trained on everything.
No, but test set is digits. Your
test set
main
is digits,
task is digits. Yeah, that's really good. But OGN numbers other, like now we're little bit converged, like we're using 27 phones and before it was like 24, 25. But it's better, like once you have like
so
whatever the backend, then you can put features like whether they're gammas or like spectral entropies or MFCs or whatever. Then at least you can see.
Would be nice for OOR maybe.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
but Aurora is.
For what?
Aurora.
Yeah.
So, but Aurora, is it really big database or how much time it takes to set up system and then.
No, it's fast.
It's fast.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've been working with that.
But the problem is Aurora, again, these models are word based models.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so again, here we use triphones and. So. But definitely, I. If you want to show noise, I think it's you have to show on Aurora.
For noise conditions, yeah, it's pretty
Aurora
good.
Aurora is real time.
Those recognizers are made there. You just use them. That's it. You don't have to play with it. Even if it was forbidden in the time, right? So you have a recognizer, just use it.
Yeah.
You don't play with it.
You can.
You just play with the features.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
but
it
yeah.
wouldn't be comparable.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
At least, I mean, those studies I think people already did for even in ICSLP 2002.
Yeah.
A special session on
right.
features for Aurora. So
yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
With David Pierce, he was.
Yeah. This Qualcomm XE features and
these
OGI features and all this. So there are already people. But again, like at the end, like for LVCSR, people are using PLPs or MFCVs or nothing all this.
Yes. Who is the one who actually uses what we try to do here? These are companies or because it's not scientists. Scientists just start from PLP and then design the new features, new backend or new anything, but they start from the old stuff. But who is the one who is using these results which we publish and try to make?
But maybe my
we are using those results
for publishing another paper.
Yeah, but once you finish your PhD you go and
but not
it's
everybody
over.
Not everybody. Maybe
and those
stays.
Who don't, they stay and publish another papers and they, but they
but
either
maybe
turn into a life, no?
Guillaume,
turn
you can tell
me,
you work with these Siemens people here, no, Siemens or these?
Yeah,
Daimler,
yeah.
What kind of features they use, like these, and you
don't know.
You
know, they are extremely secretive.
Oh, okay.
I had a hard time just to get the signals. So I asked other questions, but. It's quite tough.
Yeah,
yeah,
even so, I didn't discuss anything with Sunil also, like not technical discussions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, see, these kind of things are big. Yeah,
yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
But do you have any like feeling that whether they go for all these new features
yes.
or they usually use only?
I wonder which level they are using out
they
of
have, yeah,
what
they
is
have
there.
Do some tests in their Mercedes,
yeah.
some speech recognition tests. But it seems now that at least Daimler they mostly work on dialogue management, but not much on features and recognition.
But even they don't believe like with one paper or two, I guess, because at least for them, no
PLPs
or MFCCs, they know that okay,
but
these things work
exactly.
on
yeah.
every tag, so okay, we can put hands on these things.
I doubt they are trying right now.
Yeah?
I doubt that at Daimler they are trying right now, but many other companies.
Yeah, maybe like, because Sunil is working in Nokia, he's a
okay, so we can hope that Nokia
yeah.
will be using Tandem.
Tandem
but
we're not sure, even
no.
Sunil won't tell us.
Yeah, I cannot.
Well, know. Many people play with Tandem, right? Like MIT, or who is using that?
No, no.
Some, not MIT.
No,
somebody.
This Cohen, you mean like...
I don't know, Hinek told us that somebody's using that very... Actively, like okay, it works for them, and they are close to like industry, like you know, there is it's a research group.
So it's not related to ICSI.
I know. I don't think it's ICSI. Somebody else. Who, I don't know. Somebody knew us, but I.
But
think
this was
some
signal company,
like
no?
AT&T or what?
This was signal company. He Hinnick always mentioned.
Correct.
Cohen's company.
Yeah.
What they're using you?
Robin Cohen.
I don't know. Who's even if. Qualcomm? No.
Voice signal. They make recognition
for
the Samsung
for
phones. And
right. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
but they have like really many recognizers, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
yeah,
definitely they may be using PLPs.
Maybe they are using PLPs, and but I believe that there is still some another stuff
up
to
or
yeah,
something
Rasta
like
or whatever
that.
else, like
Yeah,
all
because
those decorrelations and transformations. I think it's there, but more or less it's again based on MXCCs or something like that.
Because
Yeah.
they
Or
grab
unit
whatever
chips.
is certain to work and they use it. They don't use anything which is too new, which is not
No,
that
more or less,
safe.
I
Is really
think.
definitely
Yeah.
because like they have to at least see at least 4 or 5 years of results of some new
It's
features and
like
some
a
consistent results. So
NASA. You know, they use 486 machines to put to
a space or
spaceships
oh.
because it's known to work
Right.
perfectly well, or Pentium, not any P4 or whatever, because it's safe, it has been working for 20 years, and then
Yeah,
only it's safe
that's
to be
right.
well, not 20, but so.
But that's different situation
Yeah, of
because,
course.
right,
Yeah.
they need that it doesn't crash that machine.
Of course.
If
Yeah, it's
something
different.
happened with the machine and I don't, the Alok system, it doesn't matter, right? Somebody will fix it and change it, but
Yeah.
Another issue is like again the computational issues, right? If they want to make on
sure.
mobile, they don't want to really use some fancy, really expensive, computationally expensive features. So all these.
Hynek also told about this Cohen's cell phone, which he was showing to work with the LVCSR.
Yeah.
He was saying that there is something really, really simple, the decoder, I mean, not the features, but he was mentioning something to the decoder that is just
It's just
very
phone
simple.
recognition or something like.
Even not Viterbi, just even
Yeah,
saying
something
something
like
else.
no DTW or something. I
Yeah.
don't know. I'm not really sure, but
But
he
most of the
mentioned
time
that.
mobiles, they use DTW kind of thing, right? All
I
these
don't know.
so
Do
voice
you think
calling
so?
and yeah, voice
Yeah.
calling and this
Oh,
thing,
yeah,
because
that's
that's
true.
easy, like because
Yeah,
they
sure.
don't really need to put a lot of
Yeah.
memory and these things. Otherwise, if they want to build real.
But there you could send an SMS, I think, or something like that. You could dictate text.
Yeah.
So
That was
even
impressive.
on the phone,
Yeah.
some new one or
the phone that
from the Cohen's,
Cohen,
yeah,
yeah,
or
but
something else.
that's a similar
Yeah.
one to what Erwe has, for example. He was showing it live on MLMI last MLMI conference. You can look up the video and play
But
it.
which phone it
It's
is?
Samsung,
Samsung, some
some
I'm
really
not
new
sure.
phone,
Whatever,
but
some which you can buy, right?
yes, commercial
but
phone.
the software is always available, or
You can train it like on
what do you
linear
mean?
speech,
Obviously. No, the
or
software
I
is
don't know that. Is there?
again on top of mobile, or like it comes with
Interesting,
your
yeah.
mobile.
Well, they just bought a mobile, and based on the OS it's using,
No, I think it's usually
they developed the
these kind
software.
of facilities are like not normal. So they
No,
may
this
charge
is the
more or like
development phone. This is not the commercial stuff
Okay.
with the
Ah,
software.
okay. Yeah, definitely
They
they may
just use the
charge
device.
for more money again, some extra bill for this using this recognition engine or something.
Or
Yeah.
you can just buy that application, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like it's
Buy what?
like you've got some mobile phone and then you can buy from another company some such application which you can dictate your
Yeah.
SMS or whatever.
I don't know if it's already the
I
case
don't know
right
if it
now.
is done now,
Yeah.
but like.
But maybe like if it can't really recognize you, will be really
But have
annoying
you ever
and
used
it's
like a
better.
dictation system for Windows?
Yeah, I have
There were
used
many
once
of them.
like this Dragon. That was
Yeah,
kind of
Dragon
good,
was
like
there. And I heard that it
yeah.
worked very well.
Because even in when I was working in like in Edinburgh, like one guy he got some problem with hands, and then he was always using this dictation. Even he used to write a lot of C++ code with dictation, like so.
Right.
It's really good, like so. But you have to really try, and then you have to
Right.
kind of
Your speech.
yeah.
Okay.
You had to get used to the
Get
system,
used to
not
the
the
system.
system to you.
Yeah, it's really
Okay.
like you have to get used to the system, like how to say
How to
all the
say,
call lines and this
okay.
thing, system how. But it's really funny, like he is able to use it for like years, and he used to write a lot of code, and it was really
Right.
great.
By the way, you should be the one to ask, is there anything, if I'm just a private person and I want for free any software which is able to read me a book in English, for example, that festival, am I able to put the text to the system and to in real time to listen to the
Yeah,
output?
Eurovision Festival.
Festival is able
Read the matrix
to
like.
read just a normal plain text in reasonable comprehensible English, or so that I can understand it.
I
No
think,
native
yeah.
I think, I
Yeah.
think you can do the festival. You can just call like this. There are different kind of, again, how you call the festival. So you can just give the full interactive. Is that there is an interactive? So then you will get the all the colon and other things. If you want to like read full text, then you can say like the full text, like those syntax, and then it will speak till it finishes.
And it's in real time on a reasonable machine.
It's based on a die
iPhone,
font?
Yeah,
die
yeah.
Font, right?
That's why it's real time. Like otherwise, it's a bit difficult. And
yeah, yeah.
It's okay. You can easily understand. So it's intelligible.
Yeah, I think it's very good.
The festival is good. Like now, it comes with all the Linux boxes also. So it's already
because the iPhone that I was trying to install it, and there are other voices like Cat Voice and these voices. This is not the
no,
one.
There are so many voices.
Because
like
I don't know which
which
what
voice
what is running, or if it's the iPhone or which approach this is.
No, mostly the festival what you get on Linux machines is the iPhone based only.
So it's just samples
voices.
Of the iPhones,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it chooses.
So you've got it installed in your machine here?
No, it's already
yeah,
on
my,
you just
on
put
my
like
laptop or here.
Festival, right?
Because it comes with direct Linux software only, now it is
okay.
Open source.
Oh. Yeah, you can
and have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried.
And?
There are some built-in, like, easy voices, which you can... there is a default one, completely synthetic, which you cannot understand at all. And then there is a diphone synthesis. I think it is the diphone synthesis from the some like something like cat voice.
Yeah,
and
cat voice. Like there are like they.
This
they
is
have
so so, but this doesn't sound very nice. And we were playing at the summer school with them, actually with the authors, and they were playing us some other
new
approaches.
Voices, like, yeah.
And it sounded like a human. It was great. But
yeah, that's the difference. That they in CSTR we use this unit selection. It's not diphones. You have really large inventory of the speech.
So this is not
so those voices.
This
they
is
are
not
not
for
released.
Free or something.
Yeah. No, it's free. They will be releasing soon, I guess.
But
maybe you
it's
can
not
just
here so far.
No, it's here on the web. Then it won't come with your Linux software. So you have to again download from.
Okay, I'm fine with this, but I can.
Yeah, you can download.
Make
download.
It run on
yeah.
my machine.
Yeah, it, the voices are called multi-sync.
Okay.
Multi-sync some voice. So you can download from the voice, from the web.
And the engine is in the festival
yeah,
itself.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a voice.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So voice is like the database
like
of the speaker who speaks this text. So if it's really large database, so the quality will be better because
so
you can find similar.
Still real time.
Yeah, it's more or less.
Yeah.
But not exactly like
no, okay,
it's 2 times or 1.5 times. Or
yeah.
But you can prune like how much you want because.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is again like, that's kind of my PhD work. How, in this system, like how you choose the units and how you concatenate.
Mm-hmm.
So there are again cost functions and Vitali.
Yeah, it's
so you can always optimize. You can put some thresholds and pruning.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, yeah.
Then you can make it real time. So then again, compromise it between the quality and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But still, it's good. Like now. You
okay.
can just check multi-sync and then voices.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really good.
And you just have chosen some text? Any text you just
yeah,
put
I just
in
used the Douglas Adams, that book, you know.
Okay.
How it's called.
But only sometimes, like, it can, like,
just
all
general
this.
English text, book.
I
try.
And it can read, how does it read? How to state it? Is it possible to read PDFs or just standard
no,
text?
TXT.
Whatever. TXT, right?
Yeah, file. ASCII file.
Okay.
ASCII file. But you can take the PDF and convert PDF to ASCII.
ASCII.
Yeah.
Well, but only the problem is again acronyms and sometimes it expands, sometimes
yeah.
it may not expand because
it
it's
was
not
aligned
in the
with hashes and
so
it was
it's not in the dictionary. Like if again it's problem. Like so, but those things you can add. Like if you're really familiar with history, so you cannot always.
I know that I don't want to go too much
yeah.
into details.
But at least these
but
things, okay, like it won't really make mistakes so often. Like sometimes.
Anyway, who's the
I
author of festival?
Sorry.
Alan Black and Paul Taylor. They started festival in 1960.
These are the Edinburgh people. Right?
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And I thought that that's the guy from CSLU from Portland who was there. Doing.
This Johan Waters or like
yeah, but there was
no. What they did Portland OGI, they did LPC based synthesis. The festival is already like it's one
No,
first you start
no,
with
but that was the guy who is on a wheelchair now. He cannot move even. He's very in the, I'll say that, like he cannot.
okay.
He just can speak only through some festival system or something like that. He
From
was the
Fuji.
out. No, yeah, he was working, I think, in Ujjain. He's very famous, but I thought that he was the author.
No,
No, it
actually
was
the
developed for him. Like, he was just first tester, I think, of the system.
okay.
Something like
Yeah,
that.
maybe because
But
he
it's not text-to-speech, it's just the synthesis, which means, which is more or less the same, but I don't know.
Yeah, first he started in CSR with Alan Black and Paul Teller,
Yeah.
then
So
it
if
expanded to
someone.
many places because if
And
somebody
Simon
say
King is playing with that, right?
now
The
Simon King is one of the others, but Rob Clark is the main
guy.
engineer, maybe
Yeah, Rob Voice.
Rob Voice is there surely.
Okay.
I don't know.
Think that's enough.
No.
So anything more about Lisbon or into Spain?
No other papers further, just one paper
Is enough,
and
yeah.
festival from Linux. It's very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
You note down one festival.
That's quite concise.
Yeah, but this paper maybe.
It's not easy to read this poem without breaking anything.
How much?